dear listeners. Now, we start English language service of Voice of Korea from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Here is a mixed colors, song of General Kim Il-sung.
listening to Voice of Korea News Now. The respected Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un received a gift from the Minister of Agriculture, Animal Husbandry and Food of the Republic of Equatorial Guinea on a visit to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The gift was handed over to Kim Yong-dae, Vice President of the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly, on the 10th by Minister Victor Granhe Mille, who is leading the government delegation of Equatorial Guinea. The Revolutionary People praised the great leader Kim Il-sung, who led the Fatherland Liberation War to a brilliant victory, and thus performed immortal exploits for the anti-imperialist, anti-US struggle, and the cause of human emancipation. The chairman of the Brazilian Center for the Study of Syrian Politics, the chief of the Russian Group for Solidarity with the DPRK, the chairman of the Slovenia-Korea-Friendship Association, and the general secretary of the Communist Party of the Democratic Congo, in the congratulatory messages and letters they sent on the occasion of the 64th anniversary of the Korean people's victory in the Great Fatherland Liberation War, praised Kim Il-sung as the legendary hero of the 20th century, who created a superb war method, and an iron-willed brilliant commander and savior of the nation who defeated the U.S. imperialists. They stressed that Kim Il-sung, who led the Fatherland Liberation War to victory, will shine as the eternal son of the Chuche forever in the hearts of the world progressive humankind aspiring after independence. The government delegation of the Republic of Equatorial Guinea, led by Victor Granhe Mille, Minister of Agriculture, Animal Husbandry and Food, visited the Kumsan Palace of the Sun and paid tribute to the great leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il on the 10th. Members of a home visiting group of Koreans in Japan, led by Han Bong-ki, Deputy Department Director of the Central Standing Committee of the General Association of Korean Residents in Japan, laid a bouquet before the bronze statues of the great leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il on Mount Hill, and paid tribute to them upon their arrival in Pyongyang by air on the 10th. Kim Yong-nam, President of the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, returned home on the 11th after taking part in the inauguration of the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran at the invitation of the government of Iran. At the terminal of the Pyongyang International Airport, he received member of the Guard of Honor and revered the Guard of Honor of the Street Services and the Worker Peasant Red Guard. A meeting of the service personnel of the Ministry of the People's Armed Forces took place at the Education Yard of the Monument to Victory in the Fatherland Liberation War on the 10th to support the statement of the DPRK government and make a report to win the final victory in the anti-US confrontation. At the meeting were Hwang Byung-soo, Lim Yong-soo, Park Yong-sik, and other leading personnel of the Korean People's Army, service persons of the Army, and cadets of military academies of different levels. The statement of the DPRK government was read out. Vice Marshal of the Korean People's Army, Lim Yong-soo, Chief of the General Staff of the Army, made a speech at the meeting. He said the written UN sanctions resolution is the product of the vicious isolation and suffocation movements of the United States, a blatant infringement upon our sovereignty, and a frontal challenge to the DPRK. The present reality clearly proves once again how just it is that the Korean army and the people have diversely supported the great line of the Workers' Party of Korea on the simultaneous building of the economy and the nuclear force, and firmly consolidated their tremendous national power, tightening their belts despite the harsh trials and difficulties. If the United States does not give up its senseless attempt to obliterate our idea, system and people, but acts rashly, the invincible revolutionary armed forces of Korea will give the most gruesome and merciless punishment to the enemy, to the last man who'd make us free. The speaker stressed the need to make an all-out charge and dash to resolutely smash the vicious sanctions and suffocation movements of the U.S. imperialists and bring earlier the final victory of the great historic cause of national reunification and the Sundan revolutionary cause of Chuche in firm unity around the respected Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un. Speeches were made. A meeting of of the service persons of the Ministry of People's Security took place on the 10th in support of the statement of the DPRK government. Present at the meeting were Choi Bo-il, Minister of People's Security, Kang Pil-hun, Director of the Political Bureau of the Korean People's Internal Security Forces, officials and security men of the Ministry of People's Security and People's Security Institutions in Pyongyang City, and service persons and employees of the Korean People's Internal Security Forces. The statement of the DPRK government was read out, and speeches were made at the meeting. The speaker said, "The fabrication of the written sanctions resolution under the baton of the United States and by the debtors without principle as workmen is no more than the last-ditch effort of those scared at the strategic position of the DPRK as the nuclear power of Suche, the world's military power. If the United States persists in its extreme military adventure, sanctions and pressure, still obsessed by the anachronistic ambition, it will get nothing but shameful defeat and final ruin. Since the U.S. imperialists have made an all-round provocation in all fields of politics, the economy and the military affairs, the Korean army and the people will resist their sanctions with the retaliation and their confrontation with the decisive battle of justice. We'll mercilessly annihilate the provokers running wild to suffocate the socialist madness, and thus wonderfully perform our mission and duty as the internal security forces of the Supreme Commander and the merciless striking unit," they stressed. The third presentation of hypotheses and ideas in the field of education took place at Kim Il-sung University on the 9th and the 10th. Present there were teachers, researchers, and students of more than 50 universities, including Kim Il-sung University. There were 9 branches, including basic sciences, IT, biology, and agriculture, and chemistry and light industry. More than 500 hypotheses and ideas were introduced at the presentation, divided into a group of teachers and researchers and a group of students. Certificates and prizes were awarded to the distinguished presenters at the closing ceremony held on the 10th. The DPRK players returned home by air on the 10th after participating in the 64th World Military Pentathlon held in Ecuador between July 30th and August 5th. More than 200 male and female players from 25 countries, including Italy, Germany, and Brazil. The DPRK players bagged 2 gold medals, 1 silver medal, and 1 bronze medal. Those who took part in the men's and women's 500-meter hurdle relay broke the world record and took the first place in each event, winning gold medals and trophy cups. The female players came third in the team total of the military pentathlon. As before, the total standings of the new players were separately decided and prizes were awarded at the pentathlon. Kim Soo-ryun took the second place in the individual total standings, bagging a silver medal. The event of the evening of the Indonesia-Korea Friendship and Culture was recently held in Jakarta of Indonesia. Korean books and paintings were on display at the venue of the event. Present at the event were many Indonesian people, including personages of the Jaya Suprana Music Institute and the Indonesia-Korea Association for Friendship and Cultural Exchange, and invited there were the DPRK Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary to Indonesia and his embassy staff members. Addressing the event, the Jaya Suprana Music Institute of Indonesia said, "The DPRK has made a rapid progress despite the pressure of the U.S. and other hostile forces, and stressed that the struggle of the Korean people to defend their system and vital rights is just." Foreigners arrived in Pyongyang by air on the 10th to participate in the 5th International Festival in place of the great presence of Mount Baekdu. They include Yahya Zakaria Heirullah, co-chairman of the International Preparatory Committee for Gathering 2017, praised to the great presence of Mount Baekdu, and vice-chairman of the Socialist Freedom Party of Egypt, Irina Malenko, chairwoman of the Irish Preparatory Committee for Gathering 2017, praised to the great presence of Mount Baekdu, Iraklis Sabdaridis, Executive Secretary of the World Peace Council, Cosima Weber Liu, Executive Director of the Environmental Education Media Project, and Uwe Kreuter, President of the Asia World Network Company of Germany. Daniel Jiang, National Security Advisor to the Prime Minister of Canada, who is a special envoy of the Canadian Prime Minister and his party, returned home by air on the 10th. During their session, they had a wide-ranging and in-depth exchange of views on the bilateral relations and international issues of mutual concern with officials concerned of the Foreign Ministry of the DPRK. The spokesman for the DPRK Emergency Major Committee for Saving the Inductees gave a statement to media on the 10th. As regards the dishonest and despicable conspiratorial movies, the South Korean authorities are recently persisting in to evade the repatriation of the DPRK women citizens. The spokesman said, the South Korean authorities obtained a forced marriage that killed DPRK women kidnapped and met from abroad in April last year. And contrived as if they have settled and are living a stabilized life in South Korea, according to their will, so as to refuse our demand for their repatriation. It is a special crime which cannot be connived at, and another unpardonable political provocation against the DPRK. The behavior of the present South Korean rulers is a little different from the nefarious immorality of the Troido Park Geun-hye group who had kidnapped the DPRK women citizens in broad daylight. The South Korean authorities must make an absurd miscalculation that they can cover up the truth behind the crime of having kidnapped our women citizens and pass over the repatriation issue in silence with their mean conspiratorial plot. As they circulate their preposterously far-fetched assertion and play tricks to evade the repatriation of our women citizens, our indignation and the demand of the public at home and abroad for repatriation will become stronger, and the responsibility for all the consequences from it will go entirely to the South Korean authorities. Availing ourselves of this opportunity, we make clear once again that there can never be any humanitarian cooperation, including reunion of separated families and relatives between the North and the South, before Kim Ryun-hee and 12 women citizens of the DPRK are repatriated unconditionally. The solution of the humanitarian issue between the North and the South, the South Korean authorities must not resort to such a silly conspiratorial move as shooting themselves in the foot, but send back our women citizens to the DPRK, where their families are waiting, as early as possible. According to the South Korean internet newspaper Tongil News, the Committee for Retaking the Sovereignty, Realizing the Peace in the Korean Peninsula and Promoting the August 15th All People Peace Action of South Korea held a press conference in front of the Blue House on the 8th, demanding restriction of the SAR deployment, immediate abrogation of the agreement with Japan on the sexual slavery for the old Japanese army, and the agreement on protecting military intelligence and liquidation of evils left by Troido Park Geun-hye. Recently, a fact has been confirmed in South Korea that the National Intelligence Service directly interfered in the presidential election in 2012, building up the public opinion in favor of Troido Park Geun-hye. The National Intelligence Service had formed tens of cyber organizations with 3,500 conservatives for several years since 2009, and extensively blocked articles slandering candidates from the opposition party and building up the public opinion in favor of Park Geun-hye and the regime, squandering billions of won of blood tax of the people in 2012 alone. On the other hand, the service tried to remove the anti-government articles on the internet by describing them as hindrance of North followers to state affairs. When this fact was known, the Min Party, the Zongli Party, and other ruling and opposition parties said not only the National Intelligence Service but all government organs had interfered in the presidential election and demanded that the truth be clarified and those concerned and wire pullers be all punished. A memorial service for the Korean victims of forcible drafting by the Japanese imperialists took place at the memorial to the victims in Goriyama City, Fukushima Prefecture, Japan, on August 6th. It was was sponsored by the Fukushima Prefectural Headquarters of the General Association of Korean Residents in Japan and the Fukushima Prefectural Teachers Council for Japan-Korea Friendship. Present there were officials of the General Association, Korean compatriots and students, and members of Japanese organizations in Fukushima Prefecture. According to the South Korean internet newspaper Tongil News, 15 public organizations, including the Seoul Gyore Hana, held a press conference in front of the Foreign Ministry in Seoul on the 8th and submitted a written protest to the Ministry of National Defense and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in demand of the abrogation of the Agreement on Protection of Military Intelligence with Japan. The written protest to denounce the agreement concluded at the instruction of Park Geun-hye as an illegal and unequal one. It demanded the present chief executive make clear his attitude towards the demand of the people for liquidating the past crimes of Japan and opposing Japan's rearmament. The press statement of a spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the DPRK, which defined the historical significance and validity of the great success in the second test fire of the intercontinental ballistic rocket, Hwasong-14, was distributed as official document of the UN General Assembly and the UN Security Council, number A/71/1008/2017/656 on the 7th. The Swiss Preparatory Committee for Gathering 2017 praised the great persons of Mount Baekdu, the Switzerland Korea Committee and the Swiss Group for the Study of the Truth Idea, recently issued a joint statement in congratulation of the DPRK's successful second test launch of the intercontinental ballistic rocket, Hwasong-14. The statement said the success in the second test fire of the Hwasong-14 warns the U.S. imperialists and their followers that their aggressive moves against the DPRK would bring a miserable aftermath to them. And that's the end of the news read by Kim Chun-ok. This is Voice of Korea. Please enjoy the song. 14 million people sing of the leader, created in Suche 56 or 1967.
Thank you.
now you'll enjoy a trumpet quartet. It is our boundless honor to have him as our leader.